Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. As important as it was for our founders to create a secular nation, enshrining religious liberty as our first freedom, it's remarkable how many challenges face Americans who exercise their right to not subscribe to any faith. And here to talk about that is Matt Cherry, International Representative and Regional Coordinator for the Americas at the International Humanist and Ethical Union. The union has just released a report titled Freedom of Thought 2012, A Global Report on Discrimination Against Humanists, Atheists, and the Non-Religious. Matt, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you, Welton.
I tell you, this is a really eye-opening study. One of the things that immediately caught my attention is the fact that in places where religious discrimination exists, it may target Christians in one place or Muslims in another, but in every such place, non-religious people are always a target.
Yes, that does seem to be the case. And I think you're right to note that a lot of the laws that target one group, be that atheists or Christians or Muslims, do have the effect of targeting every minority belief group. So I think every belief group has an interest in getting rid of these laws.
I'd like for you, if you will, to give us a few examples outside of the United States so that our listeners will get a sense of the kind of discrimination that we're talking about here.
I think that the two worst kind of laws are laws against blasphemy and laws against apostasy, which is to say leaving the faith that you were raised in or the faith of your family. And in at least seven countries, the punishment for either blasphemy or apostasy is death. Mm-hmm. And in all seven countries, if you're an atheist, then the death sentence is almost compulsory because they have a standard that they expect everyone either to be Muslim or everyone to adhere to the religion of their family, and there's no option for the non-religious.
What in that international part of the report either surprised you most or disturbed you most?
The cases where there is the death penalty are always disturbing. A couple of countries did surprise me. The Maldives is one of the seven countries that has the death penalty for anyone who is an atheist. And the Maldives is a very popular holiday destination for many Europeans and Asians, and is generally viewed as a sort of idyllic tropical paradise. Just 2 years ago, we had two cases in the Maldives of atheists who were given the choice of either believe or die. And in one case, the fellow was put in jail and told that if he didn't rediscover his faith in Islam, he would be executed. And sure enough, he publicly said that he had found his faith in Muhammad again, his faith in Allah. Mm. The other case was a week later. An air traffic controller said that he had revealed his non-belief on Facebook. And then when there was this big uproar over the earlier case the week before, he found the pressure intolerable and he hanged himself because he didn't want to have to face that choice of either denouncing his own convictions or being hanged. So he hanged himself.
Yeah. Talk about what this report reveals about the situation right here in the United States.
It's very interesting when we look at the situation internationally, particularly in the countries that have no freedom of religion or belief. And then we step back and look at countries in Europe and North America and so forth. Obviously, there are not the same levels of intolerance. And we don't want to say that America is in any way comparable to Afghanistan. Nonetheless, we found that every country we looked at had some issues, including the United States. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting things about the U.S. is that there is a contrast between the de jure acceptance of freedom of religion or belief, the legal acceptance mm-hmm. of freedom of conscience, and the social discrimination. Mm-hmm. So we try to stress this in the U.S. report that although there is a very high degree of freedom of belief, of religion and expression, which people can invoke in their defense in the courts, there's also a lot of discrimination in the public sphere. Mm-hmm. And we particularly highlighted how there is some interaction between these two, because there are still laws in the U.S. that discriminate against atheists and the non-religious. And there are still things like ceremonial deisms, like having under God in the Pledge of Allegiance or having mm-hmm. in God we trust on money, which project this idea that to be a true American, to be a real American citizen, you have to believe in God because it's one nation under God, and mm-hmm. in God we trust. Mm-hmm. So we emphasized how those symbolic things have a powerful effect in making the non-religious often feel like second-class citizens.
Yeah. Matt, are there still states in the United States that prohibit an atheist from running for public office?
Yes, there are at least seven states where there is a constitutional bar on atheists holding any public office. And we know that from a 1961 court case that these prohibitions are unconstitutional. However, they remain in those state constitutions. Arkansas has a law that bars an atheist from even testifying as a witness at a trial. Mm. And of course, individual atheists in those states could protest those laws, could take them to the courts and through the court system. But that can be very difficult and time-consuming to do. And frankly, if you were a non-religious politician running for office, you probably don't want to mm-hmm. start a big court case trying to change your state constitution on the grounds that you're an atheist, because it doesn't bode very well for your political career. We had a case a few years ago from Herb Silverman, who is a well-known atheist activist in South Carolina. South Carolina is one of the states where there is a constitutional bar on an atheist becoming governor. So he ran for governor, and he brought a lawsuit on the grounds that he was being discriminated against as an atheist because he would not be able to hold this office if elected. And the courts threw it out because they said, well, you have no hope of being elected. No one's going to elect an atheist to be governor of South Carolina. So he couldn't get it before the court. And so then he discovered that, in fact, atheists were prohibited from holding any office whatsoever in South Carolina. So he applied to be a notary public, which doesn't require election, and where he fulfilled all of the criteria except for being a believer in God. And even then, it took him 6 or 7 years to get that all the way to the Supreme Court to overturn and say that is unconstitutional, so he could become a notary public. And even now, the Constitution of South Carolina still has that provision barring atheists. They just have a footnote saying it cannot be enforced. But no one, it seems, has the courage to try and amend the state constitution so that it will treat atheists as equal with other citizens there.
What else in the report do you think it's important for people to know?
One of the things we saw developing this year, which we haven't seen before, is there's a lot more convictions for blasphemy from people using social media like Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a big rise in that throughout the Middle East and also in places like Poland and Greece. So I think until countries start to revise their blasphemy laws, we're going to actually see an increase in prosecutions because there are more atheists in these countries and there's more use of social media, which allows everybody to express their thoughts and also allows other people to have a record of this and bring some of these blasphemy cases. So I think we're actually going to see a big increase in blasphemy prosecutions until countries start repeating those laws.
Would you just tell us how the International Humanist and Ethical Union can be contacted by listeners wanting to get more information?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. www.ihu.org. And they can download copies of the report for free. That's Freedom of Thought 2012. And they can also find contact information to get in touch with us and find out more. www.ihu.org.
I've been speaking with Matt Cherry, International Representative and Regional Coordinator for the Americas at the International Humanist and Ethical Union. He is also the editor of the new report titled Freedom of Thought 2012, a global report on discrimination against humanist, atheist, and the non-religious. I want to thank you personally for doing the work on the report and for being with us today on State of Belief Radio to talk about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.